Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Chat Dairy, your favorite weekly market podcast powered by High Ground Dairy. Today's Friday, April 19th, and you're hearing from Alyssa Badger and Kara Murphy. In case you missed it, we announced not one, but two more speakers for High Ground's 2024 Global Dairy Outlook Conference, which will be held in Chicago this summer, June 18th through the 20th. Early in the week, we announced Christina Zuderveen, managing partner of Black Soil Dairy. Christina grew up on dairy farms in both California and Michigan and will be joining our producer panel. We then announced Nancy Chien, professor of economics at Northwestern University, and she will be speaking on the economic situation that's going on within China and help us cut through the noise there. If you're interested in attending the conference, head over to highgrounddairy.com/conference for more information and registration details. With that, let's hop into the CME spot market recap. Kara?
So the cheese market climbed in early part of the week, then stagnated at 161 for both blocks and barrels before jumping again today. Blocks settled at 168 with a total of 23 trades, while barrels closed at 166 with 23 trades as well, ending the block versus barrel price inversion. Dry whey reversed course and headed northward again to settle at 39.25 cents with 28 trades. The butter market is still hanging out in the lower 290s, roughly 20 cents higher than this time in 2022. Trades were minimal with a total of just 8. Non-fat dry milk hovers in a tight range between 112 and 113 per pound. Today it settled at 112 with a total of 16 trades.
We released our forecast report on Monday, which we covered off on the main points last week. But to get access to our CME, New Zealand, and European price forecasts through 2025, be sure to head to the dashboard. If you aren't a customer and don't have access to the dashboard, you could easily request a free trial today and you'll get access right away. This report is just stacked with global analysis, and we're quite confident in the value that putting all this information in one place has on our customers and the industry. What else did we put out early on in the week, Kara?
Well, February supply and utilization data was released. Cheese consumption fell 1.5% year-on-year on struggling domestic consumption, particularly for American-style cheese. However, exports of both American style and other cheese varieties jumped significantly, with other cheese shipments marking an all-time high. Low prices on the CME spot market, which have been heavily discounted to Europe since November 2023, likely helped spur demand. Butter was an interesting result as usage declined 6.3% on waning domestic demand. This is precarious because elevated butter prices do not align with fundamentals. On the supply side, milk is available, production is up, and stocks are healthy. And demand is not overly robust either, leaving the market a bit confused. Lastly, non-fat dry milk utilization remains down due to marginal international demand, while dry whey usage also remains stymied on poor exports.
Yeah, you can say that again, Kara. Given the outlook on China's hog industry, those dry whey exports may continue to remain under pressure. Additionally, the European Union has been holding on to some pretty strong discounts there throughout all of 2024, and that's really given them a leg up in the international market, especially into Asia. Speaking of Europe, Kara, what can you tell us about the February trade data that was out this week for the European Union?
Oh, well, February European exports slumped 3.6% from 2023 when adjusted for the leap year. Despite the roughly 50 cent premium to the U.S. CME spot market since November 2023 for cheese, EU shipments keep pushing, on higher volumes to the U.S. no less. But sales to other key markets, South Korea, Japan, and Saudi Arabia declined. Tight fat supplies in Europe leave butter exports to stymie due to lower shipments to the U.S., but this was partially offset by greater volumes to China, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia. Lastly, whey sales jumped in February up 9.9% year-over-year on a 30-day adjusted basis. European whey has maintained a 10-cent discount to the U.S. since early January, which has brought Asian buyers to the market, particularly China, Malaysia, South Korea, and Thailand.
And on milk production from the region, all the final figures are not quite out yet, but some of the important numbers we do have are Germany fell 0.3%, France was up 0.5%, the UK down 0.6%, Netherlands down 2.3%. Weekly EEX indices were pretty mixed, but we saw some solid strength on butter.
There was also a global dairy trade auction this week, and the strong pre-auction anticipation did not transpire at this event, with final results wiping some of the luster from the last 2 weeks of market movements, highlighted by a noticeable lack of buyers, especially on cheddar.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Kara. And while not necessarily a new scenario, there was a notable lack of volume procured by North Asia, with the region purchasing the smallest amount for this time of year in the last decade. Cheddar prices slumped across the board, with the price decline pushing the GDT index back below $4,000 per metric ton mark, a price level that we haven't seen since the first event of December 2023. Cream has, of course, been a hot topic this year, and this auction result only adds to the hype. And Hydra's milk fat prices pushed higher again, marking 16 straight price gains. Whole milk powder prices pushed higher across the nearest three contracts, while whole milk powder to ship in the longer-dated contracts eased, creating a much flatter forward sales curve. GDT butter prices remained buoyed, albeit dialing back 1.4% on average. Across all contract prices on butter, movements were somewhat muted, mostly moving lower, with only the nearest contract pushing through the $6,680 per metric ton mark. We certainly have a busy week next week with March U.S. milk production and cold storage figures out. You want to be bold here, Kara, and share an outlook on milk production for Monday?
We actually put this in our forecast report every month, so if you want our outlook through the end of 2024 as well as 2025, head to the dashboard and check it out there.
Ooh, nice plug, Kara. Great point. We have so many resources in that report alone, but you can always count on finding our opinion in most of our reports. That's all we have for this week. We hope you enjoy your weekend, and we look forward to chatting dairy next Friday. Cheers. Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information, as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.